The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata.
Daf Pe Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Later, Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tanichem Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. For us, Shelema Dina Bat Sara Ena Refanada. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the korban, the bovechen Yirasom Venomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pe Aleph Amud Bet, when we start at the Mishnah Hagonev Et Hakasva. We will wait for the Gemara to tell us what that is. He's stealing the kasva. Vamekalel bekosem. And he curses bekosem with magic. Let's see what that means as well. Vaboel aramit. And somebody that goes with a goya, boel aramit. Aramean woman. Kanaim pugaimbo. In all these cases, the kanaim, the zealots, are able to go and take revenge. And she says, "Kanaim pogrim bo, bnei Adam kesherim, kosher people, hamet kanaim kanaoto shel makom, that want to take the revenge of God. Pogrim bo b'shas shel oet ha'maaseh, during the act itself, they're able to take revenge. Aval lahar miken, en mitato mesuna lebet din. After the act is over, it's not for the kanai to do anything anymore." And this is Halakha Moshe Mishinayu. The word pogaim, by the way, that she says, mimitim. He brings a pasuk in Melachim, lech ufga bo. Kanaim pogaim bo. The kanaim are killing him. They could kill him. Okay, so those are three cases. Kohen sheshimesh betum'ah. Okay, you have a kohen that served betum'ah. Tumat haguf, let's say. En echav hakohanim mivim oto lebedin. They don't take him to bedin to judge him. The young Kohanim take the Kohen that worked betumah, they take him outside of the Azara, and they break his head open with gezirin, with sticks. They kill him on the spot. Okay? The reason why it says Pirhei Kehuna is because Pirhei Kehuna, the youngsters, they don't have to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. So they might become tameh when they're killing him, so it's okay. But if you take an older kohen, he might become tameh, it's going to render him pasul to work, so they take the kohen, they kill him on the spot. Then the Mishnah says, Zar sheshimesh b'mikdash, Zar is a stranger, a non-kohen, Rabbi Akiva omer b'chenik, v'chemim omrim b'yidei shamayim. So it's about, look at what the punishment for a Zar is. Gemara. My kasva. What is this kasva? The first case in the Mishnah. Gonev et kasva. Amar of Yehuda, kli sharet. Okay, it's one of the vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. He stole one of the vessels. Can he shed it? V'chein hu omer, v'et kesot ha-nesech. Kesot ha-nesech, that was referring to the, on the lechem ha-panim, they had dividers to separate between the lechem ha-panim so they don't spoil, so the air can get between the breads in order they could stay fresh. That's the way they used to set the table. So that, those dividers, they were called the kesot. So that's a klisharet. Ve'echad emiza. Where do you see that if a person does such a thing, he's hayav midah? It says, ve'lo yavo lirot kebala et kodesh v'metu. They shouldn't see when the guy's bala et kodesh, when he swallows the kodesh. Swallows, I mean, he steals. He's stealing the kodesh. Like you swallow something, you're devouring it. So you should not be seen to swallow the kodesh, because if you do, v'metu. Yashi. Kebala et kodesh. Lashon ganav. Yeah, they hide and they swallow the item. This person was not talking about this. This is taking out of context. The person was talking about when they travel, how they have to carry the Aron and the Mizbeah and the Kerim and all that. But they're taking it out of context as the Rasha, that if somebody steals something from the Kodesh, klisharet is a mitak. Velo yirei kebala te Kodesh, vametu. Okay. Vamekalel bekosem. What does it mean? He curses using magic. Tani Rav Yosef, yake kosem et kosmo. The kosem, the magic should curse the one that created the magic. Who's that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yake kosem et kosmo. Rashi, yake kosmo shem mekalel klape ma'ala bekosem. Yake kosem ze et kosmo. Hainu klape ma'ala. Shenotin kesemim ha'elu bilibo. He puts these magic words in his heart. This kosem. Hai kosem be'ainav shuda ui v'yesh bo koach lekalebo. Which means you're cursing the one that gave the power to the kosmim. Who is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi. That's the Rashi. Yake kosem et kosmo. So if you see a guy doing that, can I impugn him? You kill him on the spot. The banan, v'etim harabab al-mori amri, yakehu kosem lo ulkono ulmakno. Okay, different curse here. Yakehu kosem, who should the kosem curse? Lo, to his friend he's pointing to, lo, this guy. Velekono, kono is his creator. Ulmakno, and the one that is Meknehim things, that's also his creator. The one that brings good to the world. Who's the one that brings good to the world? It's Meknehim, it's God. So it's cursing God twice. Yakeo Koselo, my friend. Ulkono, his creator. Ulmakno, look at Ashi. Yeah, bottom line. Mekalelet Havero. The Omer, Yakeo Koselo, Ulkono, Ulmakno. Tainu Kanapem Alashu Koneta, God owns the world. Ummaknel Lebriyotab Etubo. And he brings to God, and God gives to the world his goodness. So that's the cursing. Rabuel Aramit. Yeah? Because it's not Buel Aramit, that's not Megadef, it's Sekinah. This is Halakal Moshe Mishinai, Kanaim Pogimbo. It's a different punishment. The guy does it this way, they kill him on the spot, Kanaim Pogimbo. With these words. Using the Kosem words. No warning. That's it, on the spot. His death is his action is his warning. Rabuel Aramit. Ba'amine Rav Kana Mirav. Lo pag'u bo kana'im. Ma'u. So Rav Kana is Rav. Rav Kana is or Rav Una? Who was it? Rav Kana. Lo pag'u bo. Let's say the kana'im didn't get him. Kana'im didn't attack. Ma'u. What do you do to the guy? What's his punishment? Guy went with a goya. Kana'im missed the opportunity. Didn't get him when he was doing the act. What do you do to the guy? In Shie Rav. So what happened? Rav legamre. Rav forgot the answer. He had a tradition on this, but he forgot the answer to the question. What do you do if the Kanaim don't get him? Ekriyu le Rav Kana b'chamesh. They came to Rav Kana, the one that asked the question. They came to him in a dream. They showed him the following pasuk. Bagda Yehuda v'to'eva ne'esta b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahev u'ba'al bat el nechar. That was the pasuk they brought in a dream. So Ata Amarle came to back to Rav. He said, "Haki Akriyun." This is what they told me in a dream last night. Adkere Rav legamre. Ah, now I remember my tradition. You quoted that pasuk. Now I remember the answer. Bagda Yehuda, the people of Yehuda rebelled. So Avodah Kuchavim. Vehenu Omer Ken Bagatem Bi Bet Yisraelu Mashem. VeToivan Estab Yisraelu Berushalayim. And there was abominations done in Jerusalem. Ze Mishkav Zachu. That's referring to homosexuality. Vehenu Omer VeTzachalu Tishkeve Mishkeve Isha Toiva. See, the Torah calls homosexuality a Toiva. Ki Halel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem. Because the Jewish people they were Mehalel Kodesh Hashem Zu Zona. This is referring to the act of zut. V'chenu omer, lo yeh kadesh. Kadesh in the Torah's lashon is ezona. U'ba'al bat el nechar. Oh, and the ba'al bat nechar, they went with el nechar. Ze ha'ba'al akuti. This is referring to somebody that goes with a goya. U'chtiv batrei, what does it say? Yechret Hashem le'ish asher ya'asena er ve'ona. God will bechrit the person. I mean, the person will be destroyed. Ayer ve'onai. What's that bit? Me'ahole Yaakov, from the tents of Yaakov, u'magish mincha l'Hashem sevaot. Im tamid chakam, if this guy that does these sins, is it tamid chakam? Lo yiye lo er b'hachamim. He will not have er b'hachamim. What does that mean, er b'hachamim? Rashi says, no Rashi. Er, he will not have a conversation with the Hakamim. He won't have understanding with the Hakamim. He will not have a student that understands to ask questions from the Hakamim. I mean, that's his punishment. Ve'one betalmidim. And he will not have a student that knows how to answer questions. I mean, if he's a Tamil Hakam, he's going to be cursed. He's not going to have students that know anything, or children that know anything. In Kohenu, If he's a Kohen, this guy, lo yeh lo ben magish mincha l'Hashem Tzvaot. He's not going to be worthy to bring the mincha to Hashem. Also, what do you see from over here, this pasuk? That the punishment, if he doesn't get kana'im pogeim bo, is karet. Person goes with a goya, well, anamid, and you're karet, so you're going to get him. This is the onish that's going to be. Yeah, look at Rambam. Rambam, haba ala kutit, im lo pag'u bo kana'im, הרי עונשו מפורש בדברי הקבלה שהוא בקרעת. בואו דן לרמה as well in שולחן ערוך. שעוון זה יש בו, we don't need that. Our question was for the קנאים פוגעים בו, on the נוכרית. She says רמה, שעוון זה יש בו הפסד שאין בכל שאר העריות. שבנו הבא מן הנוכרית, אין לו עכשיו לבנו. מה שעקב בשאר העריות, שאף הפיל שהוא במזן, מכל מקום בנו הוא. אוקיי. Now, so again, it's punishable by karet. That's what the Rambam writes. If the karaim don't get him. Amar v'chaya bar abuya kol abala kutit. Anybody that goes with a goya, ki'ilu mithaten ba'avodat kochiv. He's marrying the avodah zara itself. Dikhtiv u'ba'al bat el nechar. And a person had relations with bat el nechar, a foreign god. V'chi bat yeshto le'el nechar? Meaning bat el nechar. Does the foreign god have a daughter? What is it? Bat el nechar. The daughter of a foreign god. Elaze abba ala kutid. Somebody goes with a goya. It's as if they went with Avodah Zarah itself. Amar v'chaya bar abuya. Katuv al galgalto shel Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was one of the last kings of the son of Yoshiyah. The last kings of Yehuda. He was bad. When Yirmiyah came to read Megillat Echa in front of him to predict the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, Yehoyakim took Megillat Echa and he burnt it. He didn't want to accept. So it says, they found on the skull of Yehoyakim was written the following, Zot ve'od acheret. This punishment he got and another punishment. He got two punishments he got. Well, I was going to explain what the two punishments were. Zekenod Revi Pereda, the grandfather of the Pereda, Ashkachahu Galgulta, he found the Gulgul, he found the skull of Yehoyakim. Daba Shadit, Shadia Bishale Yerushalayim. It was strewn on one of the streets of Yerushalayim, gates of Yerushalayim. Vaya Katuv Alave, was written on it. Zot Ve'od, this punishment and another punishment. Kavra, so what did he do? He buried it. Ve'adar Nabug, it resurfaced, it came out of the grave. Kavra, he buried it again. Ve'adar Nabug, and it resurfaced again. He couldn't bury it, it kept on coming out. And she says, bits bitsa, like it popped out. V'yatz'a mikvuratan, came out of the grave. Amar, hay golgulta shel Yehoyakim. Oh, this is the gulgul, it must be, of Yehoyakim. Dekhtiv be, kivurat hamor yikaber. He's going to be buried like a hamor. How are they not bury in the ground? What do they do? They throw him in the garbage. See, he wasn't zochet to be buried in the ground. Sechob v'ashlech me'ala le'share Yerushalayim. He's just going to be thrown around the rechovot of Yerushalayim. Sechob v'ashlech me'ala le'share Yerushalayim. Okay, which means he realized that this is the Yehoyakim. That's his punishment. That the ground is not accepting his body. This is his head. Amar Malkahu. But he says, after all, he's a king. It's not kavod to leave him just in a garbage dump like that. Shakla karcha b'shida'e. He took silk and he wrapped his skull in the silk. V'otve b'sifta. And he put it in the sifta. What's a sifta? In the argaz. Put him in like a vase in his house. So now his wife comes home and he sees this skull. Atai debitu. His wife came home, hazita. She saw, what's going on over here? What's my husband have a skull wrapped up in silk? Nafkat amran l'shibbuta, l'shibhat taha. She went to her neighbor to ask. Amrila, hay de'iteta kamaitai. This must be your husband's first wife. De'lo kaminshela. He doesn't forget her. So therefore, he wrapped her up in a nice little thing here in silk and put her in the vase. So she got angry. Shekarta letanura vekalta. She took the head of Yehoyakim, not knowing, and she put him in the oven, and she burnt his head until it turned into ashes. Kiata. So now I understand what the pasuk means. Amar haynu dichtiv alave zod ve'od acheret. He's going to get this punishment plus another punishment. The first punishment was he wasn't able to be buried, and then what's going to happen? There's going to come a time where his head's going to be burnt. That's what happened. Zot ve'od acharet. He got two punishments to Yoyakim. He wasn't buried in the ground, and his wife ended up coming burning Yoyakim, not knowing, but that's what ended up happening. He got two punishments. Who was the grandfather, by the way, of Rav Peredara? She tells us his name, just for the facts. Hu Rebhiya Bar Avuya. Okay. Comes the one and says, Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar, Bet Dino Shel Hashmonai, the Bet Din of the Hashmonaim, Gazu Alaba Alakutit, that a person goes with a Goya, Hayav Ale Mishum Nashga. Four Avonot. Bazen Nashga, Rashi. Nashga, Kelomar, Na'anash Bo Mishum Kol Elu, Nida. First of all, you get hit because she's a Nida. Afabish Dam Kotit Kedam Behema, even though the Dam of a Goya is not Dam Nida. Dam Goya is like Dam Behema. Mekom Makom, Mi'us V'chilu L'chdushet Hashemu. So they put it as if she went with a Nida. That's one Avon. Shifcha. She ke Shifcha, it's low. She nechneset, she kandasta yisel givira. Shekinesi is a givira, because we're considered givira. We're considered like the master. So it's like, you want me to shifcha. Regular Jews don't have to go to shifcha. So they put the avon of shifcha on you. What else? That's nida, shifcha. What's the gimal? Gimal is avodat kochavim. I guess what?
Goya.
Lot et hatem bam. It says you cannot marry them. Ki yasir, because they're going to bring you to avodah zarah. כל המסירות התעלם במשמעו מי הוא לאו דלא תתחתן לכדי אורייטה דדרך חתנות משמע ובית דין של חשמונאים גזו דלפרוש מיני משום כל העלם which means you know, there's no such thing as marrying a goya, there's no חתנות by a goya, but even just to be a the hachamim put the issue of חתנות to like a Jew that you're going to go be issued. That's the way they say Goya. Yeah. Okay, Gemara is going to go explain. That's it. That's what it is. And the Aleph is Eshet Ish. Yeah. What's the Eshet Ish? The Goya. Torah, first of all, let's say the Goya. Shema Tasud, Libom Achare Hashem, Mekana Din, Eni Sud, Begoya, Ena Derech Ishut. The only, from the Torah, it's only Asud to go with a Goya, Derech Ishut, mean to marry her, Ki'ilu. Look, Tchaten, even though there's no marriage by them, but to go with them, but to go one time with her, from the Torah, it's not Asud, but the Bet Hashmonai was Osir, even Derech Znut, to a Goya, Mishum Hatnut. So therefore, it's like the Ishut of going with a Goya. What's the third Ishut Ish? Like, there's no Din, if she's married, let's say. If let's say the Goya is married. There's no Eshet Ish, she's not really married according to our standards, but they put it on also. You can get Eshet Ish over there. Okay?
So before what they're talking about was marriage?
For Ish Goya. Torah says you're not to go to Goya.
What's Karet? Before we Karet?
Boil out of meat. The guy goes with a Goya. So if she's married, you'll get this also. If she's married, you're going to get the Eshet Ish also. If she's married, you get the Eshet Ish. She's not married, and it's Nashag. If she's married, you get Nashga. Nida. Goya, Nashga, Nida, Shivcha, Goya, Eshet Ish.
And the punishment is
Kaya. The punishment is either Kanaim Pog Imbo, and you need a tack on Gainam, they're going to give the Gainam punishment for all these Avonot. Of course, these are Bet Hashmonai is the Rabbanan. I mean, the Torah doesn't say Isur on going with a Goya. Only Derech Hetun, only marrying them. Doesn't say Derech Znut like this. The next rabbi says, Ravi Kiata Ravin, when Ravin came, he says, Mishum Nashgaz. Mezun Nashgaz Nida, we did already. Shefcha, we said already. Goya, and Zona. If the guy's a Kohen, Kohen's allowed to go with a Zona. Right? Isha Zona lo yikahu. Okay? So he has a love of Zona. It's not a really love. It's Gizera Mishum Zona Yisraelit Shenev'ala Li'isula, which is really the Zona is talking about a girl that went with someone that's Asur, the Kohen cannot go with her. Kohen cannot go with a Yisraelit that went with someone that's Asur to her. Okay? So that's not the real Zona of the Torah. But the rabbis tagged it on also. If it's Kohen, we're giving the Isur of Znut as well. Ava Mishum Ishut Letlehu. But there's no Eshet Ish. Rabin didn't go with the Eshet Ish because he says they're not really married. So if it's not really married, you can't consider it. If she was married to a goy, you can't consider it Eshet Ish. So he takes that off the Yitra. The Idak, or the other rabbi, what's the reason why there's no marriage? Because they mafkir themselves. There's no such thing as marriage by the goyim. They all fool around. They go with everybody else. There's no such thing as a structure of marriage. So therefore, there's no considered eshet ish. So Gemara said, what about the other opinion? So their opinion says, v'idach neshayu v'adayim lo mefkireh. Yes, he says. They might fool around, the men, but their wives, they don't let fool around. Their wives, they keep them, once they marry them, they go and they make sure that they're loyal to them. So therefore, legabeh the goy is considered to have a certain semblance of eshet ish. Therefore, if a guy goes with a goyah that's married, they're going to give him the isur of eshet ish, even though they're befker. But at least in their marriage, Ki'ilu, the husband, makes sure his wife doesn't go with anybody. So there's a certain structure of the marriage over there. Okay. Right. The first opinion says, Stam Goya, she fools around. No, she's loyal to her husband. No, that's why it's not. At least the husband's there. They have a certain, he's careful that she won't be here. Okay. Amar Hazda. Back to the law of Kanaim Pogimbo. Habadi Malech. Guy comes to ask, Rabbi, I see somebody going with a goya. Should I kill him? No. It's got to come naturally. He can't come and ask the question. If he asks the question, we don't prosek to go do it. It has to do it on his own. It's a halakha, but we don't promote it. She says, Amar Abazda, Karnai Abadi Malech Bebetin. Comes to Betin to ask a question. It's got to come naturally, without asking a question. You don't give him the ruling. Oh, now we get to the story of Zimri. If Zimri would have been Poresh, which means if Pinhas would have came a second later, and Zimri would have been already out, and he killed Zimri, Pinhas is Hayav. It's only allowed to kill him during the act itself. Nepach Zimri varagol lePinhas en neirag alav share rodefu. Wow! And even if Zimri would have killed Pinhas during the act, Zimri is not chayav because Pinhas has a din of a rodef, and therefore Zimri is able to protect him. Which is the kanai is able to do what he could do, but the perpetrator can protect himself. So if Zimri would have turned around with his sword, wherever he had it, and killed Pinhas during the time, Zimri is off the hook because Kanai is taking a risk. It's considered a death. Vayomir Moshe el Shoftei Yisrael. Okay, now the Gemara starts to talk about the story of Zimri. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, go kill all the people that are worshipping Baal Peor. Halach Shavto Shel Shimon Etz Zimri. So the people of Shimon went to the tribal leader. The tribal leader of Shimon was Zimri ben Salu. Amru lo, hen dani dinei nefashot, v'ata yoshev v'shotek. I mean, they're going to kill all our tribe now. And you're the president, you're not protecting us, you're sitting here, you're keeping quiet over here. Ma'asa, amad v'kibes chavtal ef misrael. He went and he gathered 24,000 Jews. V'alach esel kozbi. He went to Kozbi. V'oya. Amar la, hashmi ili. Shmili means, come with me. Amra lo, bat melech ani. I'm a princess. V'chen siva li avi lo tishmi'i el legado shebahim. My father said, I should only go with Moshe. Not to go with anybody lower. I can't go with you. My father wants me to go trip up the biggest one amongst them, which is Moshe. Amra la, afu nasi shevetu. I'm also a nasi shevet. What do you mean? I'm also president of a tribe. I'm better than him. Why? I'm from Shimon. I'm the second child. He's from Levi. He's the third child. So I'm older than him. So therefore, go with me. He took a blurita, like curls, a hair. And he brought Kozbi to Moshe. Amalo ben Amram, zu asura umuteret. Is she permissible or forbidden? Vim tomar asura. If you're going to tell me she's asura, bat yitro mi yitira lecha. Oh, you're going to tell me asura. You also went with a Midianit. You also went with bat yitro. What was she? She was also Goya, your daughter of Yitro, Sipora. She was also a Midianit woman. Et alema mimenu alacha. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the alacha, meaning what to do with what Moshe, what with him. which means Abu El Aramid, God told him, Kanei Pukim Bo. He forgot the halacha. Now Rashi says, Derech Agav, Moshe Kodim Matan Torah Nasa. That's the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. We got married before Matan Torah. Which means, and then when they got married, so they converted, like, so they were part of Klal Yisrael. But this is after Matan Torah, big difference. Anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha of Kanaim Pogim. Says, "Gau kulam ibchia." All of a sudden, all the Jewish people started to cry. Vayinu dechtiv v'hem bochim peta oel moed. Uchtiv v'yad Pinehas ben Elazar. Pinehas so mara'a amara v'ra'a ma'ase. He saw the action, he remembered the halakha. What did he see? He saw what somebody was doing, and he remembered, there's halakha on this. Amarlo achi abi abba. He goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, achi abi abba. You're the brother of my father's father. Pinhas's father is Elazar. Elazar's father is Aaron. Aaron is the brother of Moshe. So he says, "Achi Abi Abba, lo kach lematani? Didn't you teach me this? Better techam har Sinai when you came down from Sinai. Habo'el tekotit kanein pogaim bo. So which Pinhas was telling Moshe, "Chavot, that's not a guy. Go get him." Amar lo karaina de igarta, the one that delivered the letter, or the one that read the letter, you Levi Parvanka, he should be the one that executes it. Which means you remember that guy, you go do it.
But you're not supposed to be
Yashidah, supposed to be instantaneously. No, it doesn't say that. He says you can't ask. Doesn't say you can't talk about it. You went to Moshe Rabbeinu, you told me halakha, can you bring him? He says, I'm not saying nothing. You read the letter, you go now execute it. Go execute what you read in the letter. He didn't ask him, is it mutah, should I do it or not? He told him, this is what, Moshe, what are you doing? This is the deen. You want to go do it, go do it. He didn't ask him, should I do it? Is it halakha? Yes, no. Is it halakha? Shmuel Amar, Ra'a, what did he see? Vayar. She'en chokma ve'en tebuna ve'en etza neged Hashem. He saw that when it comes to halul Hashem, you don't give kevod. Which means there's no such thing as kevod Moshe. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than Pinhas, when it comes to halul Hashem, the first one that able to stop the halul Hashem, he has to stop it. Rashi, Kalomad, Niskar Pasuk, he remembered the Pasuk, En Chokma Ve'en Tevura Neged Hashem. Shekol Makom Shesh Halul Hashem, any place where there's Halul Hashem, En Olkim Kalu Kavod LaRav. You don't give Kavod to the Rav. Lefichach, Chora Pirahat Salachav Nerbomo. He said Halakha in front of his Rebbe. He told Moshe, you said Halakha is this, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was in front of him. Ve'lo emtin li tol reshut Moshe, he didn't wait for Moshe to give permission. He didn't want to see if he's going to delay. The people are going to think that the kutit is mutar. So right away he went. Wherever there's halul Hashem, you do not give kavod to the Rav. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Elazar, he saw the angel kavod to receive. Vayar Pinhas, that the angel came and he started to kill the people. So he got up amongst the people. Vayikach Romach biyado. Ida Sanhedrin. He was sitting in the Sanhedrin discussing the halachic ramifications of what was going on over here. He says, after he got out of the Sanhedrin, he took the sword in his head. From here, you see that you don't go into the yeshiva with weapons. Because after he got up from the Ida from the Sanhedrin, then that means when he entered the Sanhedrin, he wasn't carrying his weapons. He learned from that also. Anyway, now it's going to discuss. How's he going to kill Zimri? He can't just walk up there with a sword in his hand. The people of Shimon were blocking the area. How's he going to get into the area with a sword in order to kill Zimri? He needed to do a trick. So it says, what did he do? Shalav shenina. He took the sharp part of the sword out of its sheath, or the spear, out of its sheath over there. V'niha be'unkelo. And he put it in his garment, like, so it was revealed, but he put his garment inside of him. V'aya nish'an ve'odech al maklo. He took his cane, and he was walking very slowly, like old man, you know, walking very slowly, not confrontational. Chivat she'igia es l'shevto shel Shimon. So when he got to the Shevet Shimon, Pinhas is standing over there. Amar, echan matzinu she'shevto shel Levi gadol meshel Shimon. where do you see that the tribe of Nevi is greater than the tribe of Shimon? Which means, we're not any greater than you. If you're doing the act, so if it's permissible for you, it should be permissible for us to do this also. He's tricking them. He said, where do you see that your tribe is any greater than our tribe? If it's good for you, it's good for us. Amru. So the people said, Anihudu, I'll leave him. He's good. He's one of us. Afu la'asut tzedakam nechnas. He also wants to go do his needs. He also wants to go with Goya. Hitiru pirushin et adava. They said, must be the pirushim or matir. Must be the rabbis, the people that are pirushim. Must be they just ruled it and then the Mesubut of Pinhas coming to join. Amr ibn Hanan, Shishan, Nisim, Nazul, Pinhas. Six miracles happened to Pinhas that day. Ehad, Shayanu, the Zimni, Lefrosh, Velo Piresh. Right, he caught him in the act. Zimni should have been Poresh. He wants Poresh, so he's able to get him. Ehad, Shayanu, Ledaba, Ledaber, Velo, Deber. What does that mean? Scream. Zimri should have screamed when he saw Pinhas trying to kill him. Then when he came to help him, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He was quiet. It's a miracle. If he would have started screaming, help, help, they would have came to kill Pinhas. He got him right in the spot. So nobody, where the zakhrut is, where the bi'ah is, by the male organ and the female, right through it went. So everybody could know that's why he killed him. No could say, oh, what'd you kill him for? It was clear. Mm-hmm. He hit him in the spot over there where they were together. And she says, everybody saw that they were attached. Therefore they knew that he was able to make the kana'ut of Gomorrah. Nobody could say, oh yeah, he had a personal vendetta and things like that. They see the actual act. They had shonish metam in aromah. Right? They didn't fall out of the sword. In the spear, they stayed connected to the spear, which is a miracle itself. God, a malach came and lifted the doorpost, because Pinchas now lifted them up to take him out of the tent. Now, if he's going to have to go lower them, they'll fall off the spear. So God made a miracle that the tent, the doorpost became very high, so he was able to hold it up and walk out straight without having to lower it. Then they would fall out. And then the sixth miracle was what? The angel came and started to kill the people. And therefore what? What's the miracle of Pinchas? She says, they were too busy dying from the malach, and they weren't able to kill Pinhas as a result. They were distracted by the malach that was killing them, so they weren't able to go concentrate on Pinhas. Pinhas came then, he threw them in front of Hashem. Because of these people over here, 24,000 Jews are going to die. שנאמר ויהם יתים במגפה ארבעה ועשים אלף והיינו דכתיב ויעמוד פנחס ויפלל פנחס גרם ויפלל אמר רבי אלעזר ויתפלל לא נאמר זה יפרד ויתפלל אלא ויפלל מלמד כביכול שעשה פלילות עם קונו. He was fighting כביכול, he was judging. Well, what do you mean? Just because there's one last shower here, you're going to kill 24,000? He was making like a judgment with God. ביקשו מלאכי השם לדחפו. So the angels were offended. How can he talk like God? Chutzpah. He's talking to God like this? So the angels wanted to knock off Pinhas. Kanai ben Kanai. He's a Kanai, the son of a Kanai. Why? Because he's the son of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi went and fought for Dinah. So he's a Kanai because of his family. Meshif Haimah ben Meshif Haimah. He's the one that returns my anger, the son of one that returns my anger. Remember when Aharon brought the Ketoret in the times of Korach, and God's anger calmed down. So you see what? That's his Lashem Shamayim. Look at Rashi. Ben Kanai Meshivet Levi. Shekinei b'maaseh dinah dekhtiv v'chsonai yaseh tachotein b'mishvama Aharon b'maaseh dekorach. Dekhtiv ki yatsar kezer v'chtiv v'yitin et haketoret. So that's his blood. His Lashem Shamayim. Yitchinu shevatim mebazim oto. Oh, now the tribes, they didn't realize that Pinhas was Hashem Shamayim. They thought that he was doing it for ulterior motives. So they said, Re'item ben puti zeh. You see this puti, they called him. What's puti? Shepitem avi imo, his grandfather, sacrificed agalim na'avodat kuchavim. V'arag nasi shevet me'israel. His grandfather, on his father's side, on his mother's side, was Yitro. Yitro was a convert. Originally worshipped Avodah Zarah. He fattened up animals and brought them to Avodah Zarah. The people said, this is not coming from the pure side. This is coming from his paternal side and maternal side. There's Yitro, there's vendetta. It's like saying he has goyim in his family, therefore he wants to show that he's against the goyim. It's coming from the wrong channels. That's what the pasuk comes along and says, "No, this does not come from his maternal side. This came from his paternal side." The Gemara Sotah is a machloket on the maternal side. Which side of his mother? Was it his father's mother or mother's mother? Because it also says that his mother came from Yosef. She pitpit be Yisro. That fourth is Yetzer Hara. So make up your mind. Is it Puti is Yosef or is Puti Yitro? So they say, if it was his mother's mother from Yosef, then it's his father's mother. His father's mother was Yitro. And if the opposite, so it's the opposite. One of them came from Yosef and one of them came from Yitro. That's why it calls Puti El. Puti El is plural. He came from the two Putis. Puti El is plural. From Yosef and from Yitro. Okay, otherwise when it said put el, puti el is plural. Okay, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hakdem lo shalom. Go and give him shalom. Shne'emar, lechen, emor, ninir to the b'diti shalom. Before the people kill him, go and show him that he has peace, because he did the right thing. Ve'reuya kapara lo sh'tei mechaperet ve'olechet le'olam. And this kapara is going to last for the Jewish people, le'olam. Right, like I said, the breed keunat olam. Amara, my dichtiv. Oh, this is this pasuk over here. This pasuk comes from where? Mishle. Zerzir motnayim otayish umelech alkum emo. What's the English interpretation of this pasuk?
An animal that possesses rigorous loins.
An animal. I guess it's a zerzir. It's an animal. It has loins, rigorous loins.
Or a tayish. Or a male goat.
Umelech.
Or a king against whom there is no rising up.
Alkum emmo. Okay, you cannot rise up against. Now we'll see what the pasuk is talking about over here. Oh boy. Dalid ne'od v'asnim v'arba b'ilot ba'al oto rasha oto ayom. Wow. 424 b'ilot. Zimri had that day.
Wow.
I think that's a guzma.
Yeah.
But Rashi says Zerzir is gematria 424. So this is pasuk talking about Zimri. Zerzir motnaim, his loins were strong. Rashi says Nasun hamtana, meaning he delayed. He was there for a long time. How long was he there with Kuzbi? The shiur of 424 be'ilot. Point is, they were trying to show that Zimri was lustful. He was going after his ta'avah. He was that type of person. Vimtino Pinehas. Oh, that's the Hamtana. Pinehas waited al shetashash kocho, until he gets weak. V'enu yodaya shemelech alkum emmo. Rashi shekol hakamot shelo u'Pinehas lo haya yodaya. Look at Rashi. Shekadosh baruch hu sheshmo melech alkum emmo. Pinehas did not have to wait for him to get weak. Shita shesh kocho. Alkum is Arabic. Shekol petichat tevotem al. In Arabic, they always have an al before the word. So therefore, alkum. Alkum over here means he didn't have to wait because he didn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the one that makes nekama, would have made the nekama immediately for him. He didn't have to wait for him to get tired. He didn't know that Al-Kum, the one that's Osei Nekamot, was ready to make Nekama immediately. So again, Zerzir Motnayim. Zerzir is Zimri. That he committed 424 Be'ilot, Kegematria Zerzir. Motnayim, Minashun Hamtana. He waited. But he didn't have to wait. Because he didn't know that Al-Kum, that the one that takes revenge, was going to ready to do it immediately. Banitatana, Shishim, 60 biot. Also Guzman, 60 bi'az he made. Ad shena'asa kabetza muzeret, until his zera became like the, I guess the what, the eggs, the album of the eggs. Because it became like watery. Muzeret became watery, the zera, because so many biot, that she says, shena'asa betzim shelo kebetzim muzeret shuklash. And Zera became weak. And she became like an aruga, like a furrow filled with water. Because that was the biot. Amar Avkana, Omoshava, Betsea. Wow. Makom Moshava. She was very wide. Shaita Rehava Bioter. Okay, obviously, it's a Kuzma. Betsea is very wide. Size of a field. Betsea. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Kever Shela, her Kever Shela, her room, Emma, was an Emma long. Okay, also very, very long. Petihat Rahma, the opening of her Rechem. Amar of Shushat, lo Kozbi Shema, his name was not Kozbi, Ela Shvil Na'e, Shvil Na'e was her name, Batsur Shema. Velam Nikra Shema Kozbi, so why they call her Kozbi, if her name was Shvil Na'e? Because she lied to her father. Her father said, you have to go with the king, with Moshe Rabbeinu. She didn't listen to her father. Who did she go with? With Zimri. Did she shave its sword? Kozbi, so she was a liar. She faked out her father. Davar acher, Kozbi. Shama le'abiyah, she told her father, Kozbi, am ze. Which means, Kos means to destroy or to slaughter. Kozbi. Slaughter the nation on account of me. Meaning I'm the agent that's going to cause the slaughter of the Jewish people. Kos bi. This is what the people say. Ben kane le orbane shivil na'e mai ba'ya. What is shivil na'e doing between the reeds and the willow? These are places far away from the yeshuv, in the swamps. People that usually go over there, they want to do avonot. So the people would say, "Ben kanel urbane, between the reeds and the willows, shivil na'e mai ba'ya." What is she doing over there? Ba'de kalpe de kane, by the reeds that are peeled. Shivil na'e mai ba'ya. What is she doing over there? Gafta le'amma. She must be committing znut. Gafta is ni'uf, is adultery, that she says. But she says, Hanni'ifim. Hanni'ifa imma. Kalamar, Hutsi Hashem gafyata al imma. Means she's bringing a bad reputation on her mother. When a girl goes commit znut, what does she do? She brings a bad reputation on her family. She's in ta, kurin uta zona bat zona. What do they call the zona? Zona bat zona. So that, they used to have a saying, when the Shvin Na'eh, which is Kozbi, when you see her going far away to the willows and to the private areas over there, what is she doing? She's going to give her mother a bad reputation. Meaning what? She's going to commit znut. Good? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamisha Shemot Yeshlo. Zimri had five names. Zimri, Ben Salu, Shaul, Ben Akenanit, Vishlumiel, Ben Suri Shaddai. Now the Gemara goes explains all his names. Zimri, al shana asa kebetza muzeret. Zimri, his zera became like this betza that's called betza muzeret, which is what? The egg, the watery zera. That's Zimri. Ben Salu, al shehisli avonot shel mishpachto. What's a hisli? Garam. He caused that she says, she is kiru v'yisaperu. That they're going to talk about his sin and therefore talk about his family. Which means the praise or the elevation of the family now of Zimri became now praise of Ni'uf. Sometimes the praise is a good praise, but this now became, he elevated their family, so to speak, to talk about them about the Zlut. So, Salu. How do you say the word Salu in English? Spoke. Okay, he caused people to speak. Salu al shehisli avonot shemishpato. He caused the people to speak about the sins of the family. Shaul, as sheshil afun dvar avera, he lent himself out for avera. What was his real name? Shlomi Ibn Suri Shaddai Shemo. His name was Shlomi Ibn Suri Shaddai, which was the Nasi of Shemohon. Kohen Shemesh Betuma. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah?
They said five names.
Five names. Zimri Ben Salu, Shaul Ben Akana'ani, Shlomi Ibn Suri Shaddai.
Okay.
Coming around says, Kohen Shemesh Betuma. You have a Kohen that what? A servant. What did the Mishnah say to do to him? Take him out, Nazara, they break his head. Ba'ami Nera Bahabar Hunam Rav Sheshan. Kohen Shemesh Betuma, Hayab Mitab de Shamayim, Hayab Mitab de Shamayim. They didn't kill him, let's say. Is Hayab Mitab de Shamayim? Amale Teritua, we don't in the Mishnah. Kohen Shemesh Betuma, in Havak Kohenim Vim Oto de Bedin, you don't take him to Bedin, Perhaikuna, Mutsiim Oto Hutz Azara, Upotsin at Mohol Bigzin, they break his head with the sticks. Let God take care of him. Ela must be, you see from the Mishnah, he not chayav b'tami d'shamayim. The fact the Mishnah puts the law in our own hands, must be that we're supposed to kill him, but in shamayim he's not chayav. Ela, may eno chayav? He says, what do you mean, eno chayav? Mi'ika midid rachmanat patre, v'anan nikum v'niktod leh? He says, what are you talking about? Can't be. Who is asking this question? Rav Acha is asking Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat says, you're not chayav b'tami d'shamayim. Rav Acha says, can't be. Is it possible that God lets us punish somebody that's not chayav b'tami d'shamayim? He has to be chayav b'tami d'shamayim. Otherwise, we'd not be allowed to kill him ourselves. Which means, we wouldn't be able to take the law into our own hands unless the guy really was chayav b'tami d'shamayim. So, from our Mishnah, you have a proof that is chayav mita b'de shamayim. That's the argument over here. So Gemara says, "Velo, what do you mean? I'll show you cases where a person can be chayav without being chayav mita b'de shamayim. He can be chayav in by us. Vatanan. We learned this on the previous daf. Vatanan mishilaka v'shana. A guy, let's say, did the certain avirot. He repeated them, so he's chayav a couple of malkuyot, two or three sets of malkut. He was chayav." They put him in a kippah, they put him in a room. And what do they feed him bran until the stomach explodes. There's another way of killing him. So Kavzi Gibran says, Rahmana patre, va'anan, katlinale, va'anan katlinale. Which means, really, the guy is patut, al hayav mita, is hayav malkut. But what do we do to the guy? If he commits the same sin over and over again, we kill him. So you see what? Even though it's not chayav mita, we do take the law into our own hands. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Shekhi, b'makut shel keritut askinan. What type of makut did he do? We're talking about a case of a guy, he did an avera that he's chayav karet on. And he did it over and over. So in such a case over there, we put him in the room over there. The gavra bar katalahu. So he's chayav mita. So again, we're not, the principle that the rabbi wants to say here is we cannot impose a punishment, a physical punishment, unless it's a chayav mita b'deshamay. So this guy on the last daf that we learned, he was chayav karet. So therefore we can put him in the room and kill him. V'agonev et hakezva. We don't amish now. Gonev et hakezva. A guy steals one of the kli sharet. What do we say if a guy steals one of the kli sharet? You kill him. Oh, so what? And we don't see that he's chayav mita b'deshamay if he steals this item. So you see what? You take the law to your own hands. If there's not chayav b'deshamay. Ha'amar Rav Yehuda b'chli sharet askinan. Urmiza, oh, but we have a remez, we said. Ve'lo yavoh lirot kebalat ha'kosh v'ametu. Kasu gave us a remez. That it really is chayav mita. That you shouldn't be like, look like stealing from the Kodesh and deserve death. So therefore you have no raya from there. Ha mekalel et ha'kosem. Oh, what about the guy that cursed God with the magic? What do we say to do to him? Kalein pogim bo. If there is no chayav mita, No, it's like Mikalel Tashem. And just like Mikalel Tashem is Hayab Mita, so here also. So therefore, all these cases are known Ayod. I can tell you that really this is a Hayub Mita. That's why the Torah allows us to kill the guy. Oh, what about a guy going with a Goya. What do we say? Boil on a meat. Kalei pogimbo. Where's the Hayuv Mita? Ha akriyu and Rav Kana behalmeh. Do you remember Rav Kana had a dream? And what do you have in the dream? The pasuk. And what did the pasuk say? That the people of Yerushalayim went with El Nechad. And what happened as a result of it? God says, V'nechretu. Nechayav. Karet. Ve'ad kerer Rav Negamra. And Rav remember his tradition that said, Inekanami. Boil on a meat is Hayav. So you see from all these cases over here that really what Rav Sheshat's principle is refuted. Because Rav Sheshat wanted to say that even though this Kohen that came into the Beit HaMikdash Betum'ah, you kill him. You kill him. What do you do? Break his head in the Azara. What do you mean break his head in the Azara? Is that Hayamita? So what? It doesn't have to be Hayamita. It doesn't have to be Hayamita. You kill him anyway. So what do you mean? Is it possible that you're going to kill a guy by us, even though it's not Hayamita? It's going to ask all these questions. Every one of these cases, there's a source where he's like a Hayav, if it wouldn't have been. So therefore, since Hayav and Shamayim, we can get him on earth. So that's where we leave it. That Rav Sheshad held, argued on that. He said, no, you can kill him by us, even though maybe there's no Hayuv be there. Shamayim, the Gemara tomorrow is going to start with the Etibe, which is going to ask a question on Rav Sheshad, but we'll stop over here. Amen.